Hello, everyone. The Escapist Corner is back. Yeah, it's been a while. We've been doing so many different things on this podcast. And why not start another new thing? So when we started, we did interviews. We've been doing like internal interviews. And I always liked to use this platform to kind of experiment and see what we can do. And today, this episode is going to be more of a monologue, but hopefully going to give you some value. I don't know. I don't promise anything. And I don't know if I'm going to do this ever again, but here we go. Today is just going to be a shorter one. And I'm going to talk about why we started with Escapist CrossFit and maybe share some of the hard parts we had and where we're going. So when we started, I had a big desire to do something different that had a big impact. And when I discovered CrossFit, I immediately recognized that I've never been changed so much when it comes to like just from physically but also mentally, coming from doing a lot of sports in my background. This was definitely eye-opening and just a much more fun way to train. But the more I got into just discovering the methodology behind it and so on, I understood there was so much more into it, and you know, the connections I got and the overall arching understanding of like how to approach fitness, how to approach nutrition, how to approach science, and has become like a great filter in not only fitness but all over. And it has kind of open its gates to many new parts in life. And to make that short, it changed me so much. I simply wanted to give this kind of gift to other people. And when we started, we had an initial plan of like, yeah, it should be multiple of these locations. And this is how the plan is going to be. And we're going to have this and this kind of facilities and so on. And that's where the hard part started. It is so hard to get locations and get real estate. So we really had to fight. It took a long time to find a real estate. And if I understand correctly, it's even harder right now. So it's really a struggle in, I guess, in many big cities, because the prices for the rent are just not copable for many new businesses. So you need to have a lot of venture capital to even, you know, get through the first couple of years otherwise. And but we were lucky. We got the location. Like I always say, like the location more finds you than the opposite. Like you kind of have plans of this is how it should be, this is kind of the location it should be, this is how big it will be, and it doesn't work like that. You basically get the location that's like, oh, we need to revamp everything from the beginning. And yeah, that's what we did. So location downtown Berlin, great to be central, great to be in a neighborhood where you have so much other things too, but obviously a lot of competition too. But like I've stated many times before, I don't see any other gyms really as any competition. The biggest competition out there is really the inactivity that people have. And most people just don't do anything. And that is the biggest competition. So we always try to figure out how can we get people to understand what they're, you know, missing. And that kind of has reshaped a lot of things that we've been working on too, to address that problem. Because the biggest advertisement that we have is actually the members that we have. And I always say, like, our members are the lighthouses of the community. So they go home, they're fitter, their families wonder what's going on, why are you doing so much better, why are you changing so much, and they see a lot of progress, and that is then becomes like the door opener for new people to either start here, or they start with something else, maybe they just start with some spinning or and so on, and that's fine. Eventually some of them will also come to Escapist, but we have our limitations. Like, we have, you know, not endless space. We are focusing a lot on having people train often. That means we just cannot accommodate thousands of people like a regular gym. We only have 150 members at our gym. And that is kind of our top limit, because after that, we start to max out, like all classes will start to get full. Our schedules are really packed. And those are kind of the struggles that we've been working on over the years, is how to make that even more impactful. And the most important part for that we distinguish is that if people don't do this often enough, they're not going to see enough adaptation and progress. And that leads them to then quit or, you know, fall off the wagon, and they haven't created a fitness routine. And now the goal has become more like, okay, we need to get people to train at least 3 times a week. And they have to do that probably to 2 to 3 years to create that kind of self-autonomy and be able to do this like a lifestyle forever. And that doesn't mean they have to go to our gym forever, but they will at least never, hopefully, get out of this routine to do something often. And even to do it even more often would be even more beneficial. And that might be, you know, the next step we go for. But it's dreadful for many new members or new people that, you know, come from doing zero to first do like 3 times a week. That seems like a massive time commitment. But most people that do it, they are like, wow, I still have so much time. And they start to do other stuff, like they start riding their bikes more. They do all kind of things that really, you know, it creates this form of motion, this momentum in life, and they start exploring more, they get more, better careers, and they get families, all those things. So this is why we've been stressing that so much lately. Other things that we've been having big struggles with was obviously during the pandemic and the lockdowns. They basically robbed 2 years of out of doing anything like we wanted to, but that's how it is. And many had the same serendipity when it came to that. But I'm happy we're here and that we can continue to serve. And that leads me to a bit where we are going now, and our next steps will continue to be just to improve many of the things that we are already doing. Coaching is obviously always in the front line. How can we improve as coaches? But it always comes down to doing things more professionally, being more prepared, having better plans, having better communication, find out better ways to motivate people, create, a better atmosphere. And it always starts with having that plan, our vision, where we want to go, and where I see where we will be in a couple of years is that this will be a flourishing place, like where people really support each other. We know each other's names. There are massive support inside, outside the gym. We from our coach's perspective, we feel like we've really taken big leaps in our development. And I also see that many of the members that we have today, like in the future, they are going to be really great ambassadors for what we're doing. I can even see that some of our future members will eventually open up small escapist CrossFit copies out there. And this is something that we're also working on, and I'm working on getting like a manifesto out there that anyone can basically copy and paste and put into world. And the more we are and do this, the better, because the real enemy out there, like I said, is not any other gym. It's the inactivity that people have. Unfortunately, like the statistics are just going the opposite way out there. Like, anyone in the gym is moving in the right directions. The escapist members, they are getting fitter, they're getting healthier, they eat better, they move more. But outside escapist, people are doing the opposite. And we can only hope that the things that we do can have a greater impact. And we do that person by person. So I'm very honored and grateful for everyone that puts in the work, trust in what we do, and believes in what we're trying to accomplish. Okay, hope to see and listen to you next time. I look forward to your feedback to this too. So if you listen to this, yeah, I don't know where you even can give feedback, maybe on our social medias or anywhere, would be appreciated. But I have a good idea. Why don't you just share this one with somebody that you think should listen to this, and maybe get them inspired and to understand what this is all about. Okay, good. We're back. Bye.